hon. I'm home. Sarah has gone for so long. I stopped to see my parents. And you know how my father likes to go on and on about how everything happening with the family business. Well, apparently, some shopkeepers got it in their heads that the protection money that we asked them for was a bit too much. Of course, Cousin Marco, well, you know him, right? Well, you met him with the family last Christmas. Anyways, he had gone out and sorted things out. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I can tell by the look on your face that I did it again. I know you hate hearing about my family's work. I was just rambling on again, like an idiot. Please don't worry. He only had to hurt one of them. And he'll be out of the hospital by the end of the week. Pinky swear. Promise. I'll my father forgive them for the trouble if it'll make you feel better. You know I'd do anything to make you happy. That's something you wanted me to talk to me about? What do you mean? You're leaving me? We've been dating for 4 years. And you're going to leave me because what? My family isn't perfect enough for you? What happened to you saying, I'll love you forever and ever, no matter what? Did that not mean anything to you? How could you fucking do this to me? I love you. We're perfect for each other. You're just throwing that away? What? Too many people get hurt? They had it coming. We give them simple rules and they don't follow them. And then that's somehow my fault? No, 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 no. Don't go. You know I didn't mean it like that. Of course I don't want to hurt, get people to be hurt. It's just, it happens sometimes. You can't go. You can't. I love you. I love you so much. You were made for each other. You've made up your mind? Well, so have I. And you're not leaving. No. I'm not getting out of the way of the door. And if you're as smart as I know you are, you're going to sit back down. Right. Now. Why? Well, if you don't, I'll have to let my father know that you broke my heart. And then, well, Marco might have to come and chat with you and a few more people that you know. Well, maybe not you. I'd never hurt you. But you've got so many friends and family. Oh, I just don't know who to choose first. Of course. We wouldn't want that now, would we? I know I'd never want to. I mean, I can't imagine how sad I would be if anyone hurt one of my friends or yours. Oh, but if you broke all your promises to me, well, I think I'd just be too distraught to stop them. You don't want that, do you? That's right. Now sit back down. I think it's time we lay down some ground rules. Since clearly, I'm the more caring one in this relationship, I'm going to have to teach you how you're supposed to show your girlfriend that you love her. Rule number one. When your girlfriend, that's me, in case that just got lost somewhere in your gorgeous little head, asks you to do something, you do it. Rule number two. You never, ever, ever betray her family. Got it? This is for your safety, honey. If you didn't listen, I'd be so sad. And we don't have to talk about what happens then, right? Good. You're getting it. Now come on. Your girlfriend needs you in her bedroom. Come on. You know what I'm saying. Don't act stupid. Doesn't suit you at all. We, you and me, are going to have sex. Got it? And I'm going to remind you just why you love me so much. Good. Now, let me get those pesky clothes out of the way. Come on now. You're not gonna leave me here waiting, are you? My tight little body aching and shivering in the cold. Get those clothes off and lay down by the bed for me. I'll show you exactly how much you mean to me. There we go. That's the man I love. So good and compliant, aren't you? Whatever made you think you should leave all this behind? I'm perfect for you. I know exactly what you want. Ever before you do. You never actually want to leave me, right? You were just a bit scared. And I'll make sure you're never scared again. As long as you treat me right, you'll be safe from the rest of your life. No one would dare touch someone protected by my family. And even if they did, I'd personally make sure they never walked again. See? Can't you feel how much I love you? How much you mean to me. I'd kill anyone who came between us. That's enough of that. As much as I'd love it, wouldn't want to finish too early, right? See, I think it's time I show you really how much I care about you. Let's get you inside of me. No, 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 no. No condoms. I know you've been sad that you're not ready for kittens when I asked before, but... Well, we hadn't made our little rules before then. You know, the ones about treating me right. And you wouldn't want to break our rules, would you? Good. Now, let's get that beautiful cock into me. And just lift myself up and... lower myself onto you. God, your cock fits me so perfectly. Oh, isn't that just another sign? Oh, God. It feels good. So good. So much better when there's a pesky protection getting in the way of our love. And I know, whether you admit it or not, that you love it too. And you love knowing that you're gonna pump me full of your cum, fill me up, and give me a beautiful baby. Now let's get to it. Oh, God. Oh, yes. This is perfect. You're perfect. Yes. Keep going. Harder. Oh, I know you love it. Can you feel me clenching on you? My body knows that you're the one for me, and it doesn't want to let go of you either. This is where you belong. Underneath me, don't you see? Do you know that you're trying to leave me? It was never the right answer for you. You love me. You're getting closer. Oh, I can feel you twitching in me. Oh, God, it feels so good. Keep going. No stopping now. You know what you need to do. Oh. Drive it into me as deep as you can. Oh. Oh, make me a mother. Make yourself a father. You'll never leave me. You'll be mine forever. Oh, my. Doesn't that sound so beautiful? Isn't it what you've always wanted? Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm getting close to you. Oh, give it to me. Give it all to me. Oh, God, empty it all into me. Deep, deep into me. Oh, come on. Come deep inside me, baby. Let it all go. Remember the rules. Now give it to me now. Give it to me as I twist and milk every last drop of cum out of you. That was... You were... I can feel your seat so warm and deep inside of me. Now my body is truly yours. Yours is mine. Doesn't that just feel right? I love you more than life itself. I'm so glad I could finally make you see that. And now, I can tell my parents that they're getting a grandkid. Oh, they'll be so excited. Of course, we'll need to get married first. But we can get to planning that tomorrow. For now, all I need is you. I love you. And I know that you love me too.